Juman. Very lovely to see you all, to be with you. So we'll spend some time together in shared meditation, and then you're welcome to explore whatever questions you may have. So sit comfortably and welcome yourself. Yourself always is always welcoming itself and welcoming everything as itself. There is nothing which is not the self. There is nothing which is not being, your being, the one being there is. So allow these words, allow this understanding to do what it needs to do without you doing anything. There is no separate person. There is no separate self. There is no separate you. You are the reality which right now hears these words and perceives this perception. And that which perceives and which is not an object in time and space, is not a body mind, is not immortal entity. You are not that which you imagine yourself to be. You are not that which you remember yourself to be. You are this invisible, infinite, aware presence that has no name and no age, no gender, no borders, no edges, no location, no limitation. You are the cosmic field of being. And as such, all is well. So you can invite yourself to sink into this wellness, into the causeless peace. There is nothing that you need to fix. Nowhere that you need to go. Nothing you need to attain. this habitual tendency to do something in order to attain something or in order to get somewhere. Is based on the old model that you are a separate entity, that you are somebody. That you are a mortal. That you can achieve peace and happiness as a personal self, as a separate entity. You are the freedom of being. You are not. Unfolding in time. The personal problems that you experience belong to the imaginary personal self that you imagine yourself to be. But in this moment, in being as presence, before the mind engages the past and the future, what is missing? What is lacking? When you do not refer to yourself as somebody, something, a patriarch or a father and mother as a personal self. In the absence of referring to yourself as anything, what is the problem? What is lacking? Is it not your true experience right now, that of presence, of awareness, of beingness, before the download of nationality, before the download of personhood? You are the screen of awareness, the formless self. The reality, the formless reality, which perceives, hears these words, knows itself to be awareness itself, knows itself to be real, and does not know any boundaries. Is it possible to live without engaging in identification? To be effortless. Like the wide open sky. Allowing things to unfold as they do. And engaging in life from a place which is not living in the past, unburdened. Not worried about the future, which is imaginary. Because reality is not in the past or the future. It's a being in presence. We all know identification, the mind, which is conditioned in our culture, our parents, our teachers, our society, the tribalism. And we feel that the body resonates with the belief that I am this or I am that. The body picks it up. And says, yes. And maintains these juices flowing, beliefs and juices flowing in the body mind. Is that how we would sum our life? A stream of thoughts and beliefs and sensations. For what? For what purpose? We separate a tribe against another tribe, family against family, brother against brother, sister against sister. What is this foolishness? We live in worry and concern, trying to protect and defend what? What? Everything is impermanent. In a flash, all body minds appear and disappear like the day and the night, the sunshine and the sunset. There is a recognition available to us, a recognition of that which does not come and go, that which is not in time, the cosmic field of being, which does not know any separation, our true being, which is our true self, our true identity. Where nothing is off. Where are we rushing to? Where are we going? What is it that we're holding on to, defending? We take a look, invite ourselves to this higher understanding, freedom, the freedom which belongs to all, the freedom of the self, our birthright. Can we do our work internally and let go, of these ghosts? Me structure, this personal illusion of identity. Because it's up to us. To do the work, the inner work. Love, peace, and freedom for all. The understanding that we are the same reality, this formless reality, which right now is and knows it is. I know I am. Yes, the body has a name and age. Belongs to a certain family, a certain tribe. It has all sorts of issues and conditions and needs. But I am not that which I perceive. I am not the body mind which I perceive. I am not the stream of sensations, thoughts, images. I am this awareness, one, this same borderless awareness. This understanding is pivotal. Because this understanding brings the sweetness, brings the love, brings the compassion. Releases us. from the burden and the illusion of identification. So that there can be a light in the tunnel. You are the light. The light doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to itself. It does not discriminate as of how it shines. It shines equally and indiscriminately onto everything and anything. It shines, period. The light shines, the shining light. Shining light of being, shining light of love, shining light of understanding. It's an impersonal light, universal light. The world is so beautiful. The wide open sky, the clouds, the wind, the breath, the warmth of the body, thoughts which appear to you. The sensation of hunger, enjoying a meal, the company of friends, loving everything, freedom from personal concern. The sound of traffic, walking with a friend, everybody's our friend. Being open, openness, as love is open, as availability. Somehow love everything and everybody. To be fresh in the moment without knowing its vulnerable availability. Which is not defending anything. to listen. Sometimes we just need to listen. There is a listening which is profound. Silence, deep listening silence, which reveals love. Oneness, wholeness. Magical listening. Like in the Christian tradition, you go to the confession and you tell the priest, all the bad things that you did. The priest just listens without any judgment. There's love in listening. To be with each other, like it is the first time and the last time you're meeting. Leave nothing unattended to.